Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Method Acting from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm the Director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a very deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about method acting. Now, you might be listening to this because you're already an experienced actor, and you're looking for a way to improve your performances so that you can play your character more truthfully and with greater depth. Or you might just be starting out as an actor, and perhaps you want to use hypnosis to give yourself a head start in learning how to play a character effectively. I'm not an actor myself, but I have worked with many professional actors over the years, sometimes to help them with stage fright, sometimes to help them perform at their best on a stage or before the cameras. Over the years, I've noticed many parallels between the state of consciousness actors go into when they're fully in character and the state of hypnosis. First of all, when someone's in hypnosis, they can experience whole inner realities, vivid dreamlike images, spontaneous feelings of relaxation, confidence, and determination that they don't have to make any conscious effort to experience. Sometimes a hypnotist might suggest that a person's hand is beginning to feel lighter and lighter, so light that it's beginning to float up. And the person being hypnotized will often experience this happening as a completely spontaneous, unconscious response. Their hand lifts without any effort on their part. But hypnosis is also a state of dual reality, where on one level you can be fully absorbed in all these suggestions and dreamlike images, and on another level you still know you're sitting in the chair, listening to someone talk. And you could stand up and leave at any point if you wanted to, just like you could in a cinema, when you're utterly engrossed and immersed in a movie. But you still know on another level, you're in a cinema, and you could walk out if you so desired. In the same way, to be a great method actor, you need to totally commit to your character on one level. Konstantin Stanislavski, the originator of what we now call method acting, would get his actors to spend large amounts of time mentally creating a detailed, rich inner life for their characters. His actors would ask themselves questions like, what is my character's objective in this scene? How does my character walk? What is my character's story, moment by moment, throughout the whole performance, including all the moments not in the script? What is the story of my character's life? Through such explorations, you can find a truthfulness in your character, a psychologically real human being, with their own unique way of moving, standing, sitting, talking, gesturing, thinking, and feeling. And the more real this character becomes to you, the more you tend to experience genuine, spontaneous emotional responses in each scene, because on one level, you're actually becoming your character, at least for the duration of that rehearsal or performance. But on another level, you still know that you're on stage or on a film set, and this is important because however engaged you become in your character, acting is still a communication with an audience. Just as a brilliant pianist can lose themselves in the music but still be extremely precise about their playing, so you can lose yourself in the truth of your character and still be extremely precise with your lines, your blocking, and all the technical aspects of your performance. So this session is going to use hypnosis to amplify your ability to become completely absorbed in the emotional and psychological reality of your character on one level, while at the same time being a precise and highly focused performer on another level. So if you haven't closed your eyes, you can do that right now. And to begin, you can just take several slow, deep breaths and let the air out very smoothly and evenly each time you exhale, like sighing with comfort. And as you continue to breathe slowly and deeply, you might notice that body beginning to relax all by itself. You might notice those facial muscles smoothing out. You might notice those shoulders loosening. And before you begin to drift into a very deep state of hypnotic trance, I'd like you to take a moment, here and now, to remember some of the different times in your life when you've pretended to be someone else. Not only times you've been acting a part in a script, but also times when you were a child pretending to be an astronaut or an explorer, or pretending you were cooking a meal, or that your toys could talk. Maybe there were times you pretended to be an animal of some kind, or times you were telling a story to a friend and you changed your voice to sound like one of the people in your story. And this urge to transform, to become other characters, to adopt different voices, different ways of moving, is a very deep part of our nature, stretching back to the dawn of humanity, when our ancestors would perform rituals to become the animal they wanted to hunt, so that they could connect with and understand that animal. Or when someone would put on a sacred mask and become possessed by the spirit of that mask, to channel the being, the entity that mask represented. And when you combine your imagination with precise, finely honed skills, amazing things can happen. Just like Einstein worked long and hard, refining his abilities in maths and physics. But it was only when he began to pretend that he was flying on a particle of light, soaring through space, watching someone else on another particle of light, shining a torch at him. It was only through pretending and imagining such vivid inner scenarios that he came up with the ideas that completely changed the whole of modern physics. And so many amazing discoveries have been made, and so many beautiful works of art have been produced, when people combine true hard work with deeply, honestly imagining new things, immersing in an inner world like a musician who has fully mastered the technicalities of their instrument, can immerse themselves in the emotion, in the journey of the piece they are playing, so that their technical ability lights up with inner passion and becomes infused with the deep secret life of that composition. and touches the hearts of all who hear it. And the very first thing I'd like you to pretend, to imagine, to become immersed in right now, is the reality of being very, very good at going into hypnosis. And the fact that you're listening to this, that you already have this interest in method acting, suggests to me that you'll already be very good at going into hypnosis. And what I'd like you to do right now is to pretend, to imagine, that you are profoundly skilled at going into hypnotic trance. To pretend that in a moment, when I count from 10 down to 1, you're going to go into such a deep state of consciousness, you're going to be able to rapidly and instinctively learn how to become any character you want in a way that's fully genuine and makes use of all your skills as an actor and as a human being who intuitively knows how to become someone else and to channel those skills, to refine them so that you can really act in a way that's creative and truthful, that's fulfilling and satisfying for you as an actor and for your audience. So, with each number from 10 to 1, going deeper and deeper into hypnosis now, and 10, and you can just be curious about how, in pretending, in imagining, you can create a whole inner reality, a world of new possibilities. And 9. As that body relaxes deeper and deeper. And 8. Arms comfortably heavy. Legs comfortably heavy. That's it. Deeper and deeper still. And 7. And you can notice how just by pretending, just by imagining, that body spontaneously responds. As you notice those arms beginning to feel so heavy now, so heavy that you'd find it a struggle to lift them. And 6. Just imagining those arms are made of stone, heavy granite or marble, just so heavy. That's it. and those hands and those fingers, heavy, heavy stone. And five. And those legs can begin to feel the same weight now, as if that whole body is beginning to feel like a stone statue, immovably still. And that can be a curiously comfortable feeling. Because, on one level, you can know it's just an exercise in developing your imagination, in creating a vividly imagined experience. And on another level, it can feel incredibly real. And four, as you go twice as deep into this experience, that's it. So that even if you wanted to lift those arms, they can feel too heavy to do so. That's it. Just imagining the reality of that. And when you feel that heaviness growing heavier still, you can notice those arms are just too heavy to lift. And three. And just drift right out of that body in a wonderful kind of inner out-of-body experience. And just watch yourself relax in stillness over there as you prepare to dream hypnotic dreams. And two, where you can learn how to find the reality of a character inside now. And one, that's it, all the way down now. And I'd just like you to notice that right here, in the middle of nowhere, you know where you can know. In the middle of nowhere, you know where you can know that you don't need to know. Where you are, relaxing into the center of this place, inside, is a character just over there that you're going to be playing. And I don't want you to see that character too clearly yet. You can know that this character is no mere ready-made element of a script, existing entire and complete, somewhere out there, separate from you, just waiting to be found. No. This character can only live by and through you. Because this character is a part of you. that arises out of your response to a script. The interaction between a script and perhaps a director and your whole life experience. The sum total of your knowledge of what it is to be human. And even when others have previously played that same part, this character before you is totally unique. A new being, given breath and life by the way your mind and your heart make sense of that part. Consciously and unconsciously. And that new, unique, as yet unknown character over there is just waiting to be revealed by you, waiting to be brought into focus. And you know what you've got to do for that to happen. In order to give that character the gift of life, a living authenticity, and that is to exercise your craft to its fullest extent, to dedicate yourself to exploring different ways of walking, alternative ways of swinging your hips and your shoulders, 100 ways of standing still, changing your step, different gestures, varying rhythms of speech, 1,000 different smiles and frowns. And the more you work, the more you experiment, focused exclusively on the truth of that character, the underlying story of their life, who they are, what they want, the more you're going to notice subtle signals from within. A certain pull. A certain feeling. An intuitive knowing. That's how I walk. That's what I want in this scene. That's how I move. This is the story of who I am. And the more clearly you'll find you can see that character's face, their clothes, their body language, how their truth shines forth in everything they do and say. That's it. And your unconscious mind can begin to dream and experiment right now about what it's going to be like to find that character coming to life. And writers often say that their characters change the story. That when you give a character life, it can change what you'd consciously planned to happen. There's an unconscious, primal understanding of what it means to give life to a fictional character, to give them a reality, and to honour that inner reality. And it's been said that art is a lie that reveals the truth. And the more you work at rehearsing, at finding out how your character makes sense, who they are, what they remember of their past, their hopes and fears, what it is they're looking for, as the action unfolds, the more fully and deeply you can reveal the truths of that character. And you can just notice what it's like to step right inside that figure before you, like one of your distant ancestors, putting on a tribal mask before a ritual and becoming a spirit, becoming a god, really becoming that character right now. And as you notice all the tiny shift in the way you feel, the way you move, the way you think, as this character, now, you can take this way of being with you into your future performances. As you notice the way you speak, the way you perform, as your character, now. And at the same time, as you totally become your character, on one level, you remain very exact and lucid on another level, totally focused on the performance you're giving, delivering the lines, making the gestures, moving around the set, everything you've been rehearsing, simultaneously immersed in the psychological reality of your character and in the theatrical reality of your performance, inward and outward, being fully converged. And in the same way, you can be deeply hypnotically immersed in the words that I'm saying, and at the same time, you can still know where you are in reality, listening to these words. On another level, and as an actor, you can become more and more accomplished at achieving this state of dual reality, so deeply absorbed and yet so lucidly aware. And the more you listen to this session, the more you can infuse all your hard work as a performer, working on your character, rehearsing, experimenting, exploring, with a deep inner truth, a deep inner knowledge of, and emotional commitment to that character as you give them life each time you perform. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed, and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling by noticing the position of your body, the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on, perhaps becoming more aware of any sounds around, all sensations returning to normal. Now, any heaviness leaving the body, lightness returning in appropriate measure, feeling nicely refreshed. That's it. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a good stretch and open your eyes. Good. Now we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then as often as you like, just until you notice yourself becoming more and more creative, more emotionally truthful and expressive as an actor. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Stage Fright and the Creativity Booster. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.